other than a brand name, you'd call the milk company the...
Dairy.
Okay. Okay, back to the cow watch. Would you let horses and mules and stuff walk around in there too?
With the cows?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why not.
Okay. what do you call the place where you'd let the cattle or the horses out to graze?
In the pasture.
Okay. And you know anything about raising cotton?
Not much.
Okay. It used to be they'd have to go through and fan out the cotton, like, I don't know, they cut up every third plant or something like that. Do you know what that's called?
No.
Okay. What would you call undesirable grass that might grow up in the yard or the garden?
Weeds.
Okay. Cotton and corn grow in a
field.
Okay. And tobacco is grown in a
field.
Okay. What kinds of things would you say were grown in a patch?
Vegetables that you would normally grow in a backyard garden thing, like potatoes and corn and beans and peas.
Okay. What's the difference between a field and a patch?
Oh, I think of a patch as being much smaller, whereas a field would be a large thing out on a farm, where a patch could be maybe just in the backyard or out behind the farmhouse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see, where are we? Oh yeah, do you have some names for different kinds of wood fences?
Oh, a wood fence that was pointed at the top I'd call a picket fence.
Okay.
And then just a regular wood fence I might call a privacy fence.
A what?
A privacy fence.
Okay. What do you mean regular wood fence? Did
well, one
it?
That's just boards, vertical boards or horizontal boards, put one on top of the other so that you can't see through them.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 6 feet tall.
Uh-huh. Like you might have it around the backyard?
Yeah.
Enough. Okay. Have you ever seen a kind of fence that rails and it's laid in a, like a zigzag pattern like this?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
I don't know, but the, like ranch type thing, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Made of like logs?
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it, but I've seen them.
Where on a ranch would you find this kind of fence?
Oh, if it's zigzag, I guess it wouldn't be too practical for a corral or anything. Maybe around the house for a rustic look or something.
Yeah, okay. What kind of fence would you have around the corral?
Oh, probably one made of cedar post with, connected with cedar logs.
Uh-huh. How many logs would you have, probably?
Oh, I don't know. If it was 6 feet tall, I guess you'd need about four.
Uh-huh. Okay. What is a corral? Would you explain it to me?
It's an oval or rectangular shaped fenced-in structure for animals, like horses.
Uh-huh. Okay. Where would it be on a farm or a ranch?
Not too far from the barn.
Okay. Okay. What do you use a corral for?
Training horses. Riding, breaking them,
uh-huh. What do you mean by breaking a horse?
Well, a young one that's never been ridden before has to be broken so it'll let a man ride his back.
Okay. Okay, what do you call a kind of fence that's made of twisted wire and has sharp points on it?
Chain link.
Okay.
Or barbed wire.
Okay, what's the difference?
Well, barbed wire is something you'd have out on a farm or a ranch to divide the fields and the property line, and it has wire twisted to keep people and animals from crossing it. Whereas a chain link fence is like a screen mesh, and it's more attractive, and it's for use around homes to keep pets in and
uh-huh.
divide property lines.
Does it have any sharp things on it?
At the top is where it stops. It has prongs.
Okay.